all the way through Genesis. You can go back and read the Old Testament all the way up to Matthew, and you can see how the devil done things. You can see how he set people up and how he lied to them. Every time he tried to kill one of God's prophets, like Daniel, it was always reversed. Those people that had Daniel set up and lied on him and connived around, they really thought they had done something. They got jealous of him. And they had him set up, and they said nobody could pray to any god at any certain time. And they got the king to make the decree. And then Daniel went out and was praying, and they caught him. And you know, Daniel didn't make no big secret about it. He opened the window and knelt down and prayed. I like that. He didn't care who seen him. So they sent him to the den of lions. And when everything went down, they put him in there. The lions wouldn't eat him. Don't ever forget that. They wouldn't eat him. They said, I ain't messing with that. I can just see a big angel of God stand there and say, y'all go around and lay down somewhere. Amen. God will protect you. And when it's all done and said, and Daniel came up out of the den, all the people that accused Daniel, them, their wives, and their children, were all thrown into the den of lions. Don't tell me that sin don't have consequences and repercussions on your family, because it does. Don't ever forget that. It's not just about you. Any decision that you make in this life and anything that happens in your life, gentlemen especially, because God said you're the head of the house, anything that you do, it will reflect on your wives and on your children. It'll reflect on your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren. And if you serve God, and you live for Him, and you do the very best you can do, I promise you that they will inherit that blessing from you. You can look forward to it. I don't care how much they drink. I don't care how much they cuss. God's going to get them. I promise you He will get them. He will secure them. I had a grandmother that prayed for me, Glenn. There was nobody in my family saved. And it shudders now because I realize how powerful that little gray-headed woman's prayers was for me. And then when Uncle Lon and all of them got fixed up with God there, they prayed for me. I know they did. I used to hide from him when I seen him coming. And Earl, bless his heart, Glenn's brother, he'd see me. He's a minister. How many of y'all know Earl? He'd see me out, and he'd run and jump on the side of the van and just hang on to the mirror. Hold on a minute, boy. I want to talk to you. I said, Earl, leave me alone, man. Don't want you preaching to me. I ain't going to preach to you, buddy. I just want to tell you I love you. And he'd get me crying every time. He'd get me squalling. But see, my grandmother prayed for me, and she prayed for my family. My mom and dad was saved after I was. When I came to the Lord, I led them to the Lord. I kept pestering them and finally got them to come, and I got to help baptize them. And see, God, I want you to understand how important it is for you to make decisions that are really good in this life, because it will reflect on your children. I really need to get this across tonight. This is not what I wanted to talk about. But I want you to understand that every decision that you make, whether it's good or bad, you're going to reap what you sow, like the pastor said a while ago. It will come back. And if you sow corruption, and you sow deceit, and you sow lies, and you go out and live the way that God tells you not to live, it will reflect on your family. You're going to see things go wrong. Mary and I were in Lowe's. We walked in our Sunday to buy a little box after church for a ceiling fan. And this girl was in there that we had knew. Her mom and dad are good friends of ours, and her mom and dad's left this area. And she began to talk to us, and as she began to talk, she started crying. And I seen the stress all over her face. Have you noticed people, when they're not saved, they just got that tight, tense, stressful look? And I began to talk to her, and she said, my life's falling apart. I lost my job. I've been falsely accused. Everything's going wrong. And I asked her, I said, baby, I said, are you going to church somewhere? Are you serving God? And she said, no, that's not happening right now. And I don't always say this because I felt sorry for her at that point, but I said, that's really a lot of the problem. Do you understand? The Bible says in Matthew 6:33, if you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all these other things that you need will be added unto you. You got to get God first. He's a jealous God. Somebody say, God's jealous God. Look over at your neighbor and say it again. And I make people do this. All you men say, I'm his boy. And all you ladies say, I'm his little princess. You really are. I'm telling you, he loves you. He don't like nobody messing with you. How many of y'all protect your children? I'm telling you what, boy, it ain't nothing to bring you out of brush somebody messing with your kids, are they? And God loves his kids. But if you tend to do things on your own and you go out and take care of things yourself, he'll just kind of let you go. Well, he's going to go ahead and get all redneck about it and go out there and try to fight for himself. But if you humble yourself, the Bible says before honor is humility. So if you humble yourself, God will fight for you, church. I promise you He'll fight for you, but you got to be still. And that's hard for hillbillies, ain't it?